my tactics can do. I can only make withdrawals where I have deposits. So if all my deposits are in the bank of Goodwill, then I can make withdrawals from there. The life that I experience is always directly related to the things that I reinforce the most. It was easy for me to make the assumption that the reason why I don't get the results that I want is because I'm not doing the right things. And although this assumption may be accurate, it still did not clarify for me what the right things was. Trying not to fail is not the same thing as trying to succeed. In the first instance, I spent all my energy trying to figure out the different things that would make me fail and how to prevent or avert them. And without realizing it, my imagination, words, and actions were engaged with failure. This is very exhausting work. On the other hand, when I'm trying to succeed, my energy is focused on what I need to do to succeed, and my imagination, words, and actions are aligned in this direction. This is a more efficient way of getting the results that I want. If I was trying to prevent someone from dropping an expensive vase, hold on to it is more likely to produce a positive result than don't drop it. The action word stimulates the imagination, and in the first case, the person imagines holding on, while in the second case, the person imagines dropping it. Action words are very important stimulus for the imagination, so how I define things and verbalize action are an important step in taking control of my imagination. Using the concept of visualize, I realized that my imagination, thoughts, words, and actions, deeds, were not always lined up in the same direction. There were even times when I was saying the exact opposite of the results that I wanted, and my imagination was caught up in this. For example, I find myself trying not to fail rather than trying to succeed. In the first scenario, my imagination was engaged with all the ways of failing and my actions trying to prevent this from happening. My words were tentative and lacked conviction, and more importantly, the whole process of trying to prevent all the different ways of failing was very time and energy consuming. If my plan is to go up north, it makes perfect sense to make sure that my steps are headed in that direction rather than down south. However, if circumstances beyond my control force me to go south as well, it is important to remember that two steps in a north direction followed by one step in a south direction is still one step in the direction that I want. Oftentimes, my focus is directed to trying not to go in a direction I don't want, and I spend my energies trying to change it rather than simply focus on the direction I want. When I became aware of this and made the decision to try and succeed, I made sure that my words expressed this desire on a regular basis and engaged my imagination in all the different ways I could succeed. It was important that I did not lose sight of the things that could jeopardize my success, but I made sure now that when I considered them, I also considered an exponentially more number of things that would help me succeed. In other words, when I review these things I can't do, I also make sure I look at the things I can do, so as not to lose my perspective. I maintained a ratio of can do to can't do's, and the more difficult the task, the higher the ratio, i.e., the harder the challenge, the more reinforcement I needed to stop me from panicking and losing my focus for success. An analogy I like to use is that I can only make withdrawals where I have deposits. So if all my deposits are in the bank of Goodwill, then I can make withdrawals from there. The life that I experience is always directly related to the things that I reinforce the most. Although this can-do tactic does not guarantee success, it makes it more likely to occur, and so I find it very useful. I always take care not to forget the importance of balance. A good analogy is that waiting for hot water to cool down takes time, and this can be sped up by simply introducing cold water until I reach the desired temperature. Another example would be stress. I always hear talk about stress reduction and the need to live a less stressful existence. But for me, it is not the stress that is the problem, as I realize that I'm stress dependent. It is the lack of balance with non-stressful activities that was creating a problem. So I now like to use the term balanced stress as opposed to stress reduction. A balanced philosophy encourages me to spend my energy incorporating stress-free activities without any conscious attempt to reduce the number of stressful activities. Although more often than not, a reduction in the number of stressful activities occurs as a result of introducing the stress-free activities. What I'm trying to say is that I have learned to accept the things I can't change or do anything about and focus my energy where I have the best chances of getting results that I want. I achieve this by consciously reinforcing the things that I can do in a manner that far exceeds the things that I can't do, and I maintain a ratio that increases proportionately with the complexity of the task ahead. I want to emphasize that I do not practice denial or avoidance, but allow myself to be completely aware and acknowledge my can't, and then I remind myself of my can in such a manner that, say, a 3-to-1 ratio, I review 3 can for every 1 can't that I become aware of. The can-do method encourages me to remember to reinforce what I can do while encountering what I can't in such a manner that the final results are in the direction of the results that I want. It is important to verbalize can-do statements more often than can't-do, and to say things in a manner consistent with what I want. For example, rather than say, "I hope I don't fail," I would say, "I hope that I succeed." Or instead of "I don't know if I'm good enough," I would say, "I hope that I'm good enough." I would avoid false statements like "I know I will succeed," or "I know I'm good enough," because my unconscious mind is aware that I am unsure, and so trying to will my imagination. In other words, I do not pretend to be something that I am not. Instead, I'm hoping to become something that I know that I can be. In the same manner, saying I am in my happy place in an attempt to make myself happier is not as effective as visualizing going from sadness to happiness. Visualize is not about denying reality. It is the process of transforming reality from one state to another in my mind by following a natural progression of things. There is enough medical research to support the notion that neurophysiology is influenced by our minds and imagination, and we can make use of this process even if we don't fully understand why it works. Points to remember. The tactic of can-do is best achieved using the concept visualize. Consciously reinforce the things that you can do in a manner that far exceeds the things that you can't. Maintain a ratio that increases proportionately with the complexity of the task ahead. Do not practice denial or avoidance, but allow yourself to be aware of your can't, but remind yourself of your can in a ratio that allows you to get the results that you want.